is called Some Notes on My Programming. Because I'm a robot. I think done quite differently, but similar to the idea of the form behind it, somewhat similar to Tom's kind of fitting phrases and lines into a structure. And these are sort of a version of heroic couplets, although the poem is extremely unheroic. Some notes on my programming. All autobiographies of perks and buildings may emerge from bankruptcy protection and buy durable goods sometime this autumn when I scramble to find the origins of coming up so pretty, facing complete upload. I have sacked my accomplices. I have told a phony caress to envelop the person behind me in line to pay whatever bill is pertinent to establish my liberty's consistent dread. Oh, single pigeon on fire chewing box strings. Oh, delicate transition from scrape to scrap. To see us drunk internationally again, repeating a bear's TV sex, Norwegian hotel, two-star style, bleach blonde, thoughtful book cover, pose formerly titled Penetration, conduct me, invent a city in my life of categories. I'm not expecting the stop time in your little room. A handmade evil without getting off would suffice. Spread your hands to build a bubble around the latest phony peace plan. You're looking sewn on again, blanketing, it's over. I would like to steal from your you with high manners and whatever colors you'd cherish, and not going to be your hoax of a friend, no. Look at all the bugs we confound. No one else, all by yourself. Little bits of first cities rush by between tax debt and communique. Consulting at the public business school pays better than teaching the act of my art there in cyber hell. I only require a thread of a platform in the sports section to fake continuity. Roll eyes, shake can, be black and white, know the room. Nerves make it special for cynics. Reps for the outside world drop pants and scream. Little lonely space for a shirt to cut off music. That's me living in my private moment. The poem has no rights. Empty head would do for surface fighting. For magpies, I know spring. It's always there to make the latest monk mark mock. I'm over in my life, but I gotta write this. Is of no interest rates low. Aren't the feeling really dirty sitting in the parking lot, breed down to a chasm. Either embrace can cure the non-feeling. It's always there. What side of the tech to project? Give me asinine asylum to whereabouts unknown, lest I dig, yeah, but I don't need to be remounted. I mind my mind, bestow screaming interrogations of honey. Demarcate principle, I got you now, Joseph, who sat under the substitute teacher's desk for a sixth grade month. A conceptual piece the whole class was in on. I know who I trusted when being a so-called vulnerable child. See cartoon characters, benevolent drug addicts, lacking a cleanse concern. Too zoo, too soon, friendly spin around and clap, unconscious, omniscient, still. Authority dissected asocially, it's a strength. Cast a drunk chip, headphoned, one traumatic super session. Wonders if I got a line into how this feeling symbol of distrust trucks by, ridiculing its own hypocrisies without retribution or change. The bomb is an afterthought to a product like me, being numb with fridge magnets, vicious laughing, everything else for everyone else. I don't have the attention span for recollected friendship in prose tonight. I can only remember the date by looking at last night's notebook entry. How much television has come through my company deters sickness by pushing it out of the spotlight. Plastic combs in the Scottish fill my head with sounds as I don't go out. No, I want to be in this little box. Books, music, Guinness, frites. Let the calendar stand suspended, and who can we imagine the comfort in the underused future? Imagine right here on this very page a baby gator pushes out of its egg. It wants to eat those evil robots in my ears. I hope that it eats you before it's devoured by a nearby adult gator. Business conducts itself without question when living meal to meal. I am writing this inside the belly of an alligator, withstanding a keeper's caress. It's cool to be working it out right in front of what to say to the manatee just about out of beer tonight. Still life with trade restrictions, ducks in my pond, eye sinks under handheld river, some hotel version of wildlife I could partner with. Nature, let it get loud, focus channel in complete sentences for the scream impaired hung Indonesia on a Texas charm. Geography gets into the contemporary vacuum selected to grace, stalled in the handed down quotidian pace, serve somebody's standard little abrasions, pucker down and reappear on our designated face, whether I is I or me. Some bug just landed in my little room at the Baccarat. It's a moth come to give me another thing to talk with, an injection of feeling amidst the muses, books, and pixels. I can't stop sneezing or passing through futile doses of malignant politics, voting a watered-down response to having a sense something needs fixing. I'd like not to dream about cutting off pieces of my body tonight, if the moth don't mind. Who is naked right now on the TV screen? The BBC can't tell the difference between a maverick and star, knows they're both in Dallas. I miss my stepfather, am not a lyrical flourish type, though I can piece it together from line to time. I write and relate out of listening, and can that only change again, again, again? 2% is mine, the rest goes out to you. Consistency in hating it gets me from spot to spot. Why be interested before a certain point's artful coincidence, like she's in the same place when I look back at the wall, that moth, he. The franchise kissing on TV, being scars, and sending forth radiation in my paid-for private lockbox. Who was that chopped in half, breathing man last night?